Okay, this is another episode around the topic of my adventures with my friend, the anger. So for a month now, I had not experienced anger. I had not experienced any face and jaw tension. None. And it was beautiful. It was so beautiful, I barely noticed it, as you would imagine, right? Once it's completely gone, it's also gone from your awareness. We had talked so many times on this podcast about this tension in my face, this jaw tension, when there is anger, usually suppressed, usually surprising to me, usually in a way where it's very hard for me to figure out what is it and what is it, where is it coming from and how do I release it. And so for a month not experiencing this, I felt pretty fucking dope. And then on the weekend, I wake up and one morning, it's there. And once it was there, I very clearly realized how long it had been gone. And I felt it with a sense of slight terror. You know, my mind was all cool. It was like, oh, interesting. Tense jaw. This has been a long time. Probably anger. We will need to pay attention to this. Not a big deal. This is normal. That's what my mind was saying. But my body was like, fuck. We thought it was gone forever. It came back, you know. And I breathed deeply and I pretended to chill. And then I was like, oh, I'll have to figure out what it is. And then I thought, well, what could it be? And I instantaneously had a thought. And whenever you have an instantaneous thought, that's the answer. Now, when I had the second thought, as often is the case, I started doubting that answer. I was like, really? I didn't feel angry when that happened. No, I'm not. Let me see if I can feel anger thinking about it. No anger. But then I know better. So my mind went, well, if that's the answer that popped immediately, that's the answer. You know, that is probably the answer. Just follow it curiously. Don't argue with it. Just follow it. And so I did. And after some digging, I figured out, oh, I was probably a little bit more angry about this than I realized. And so this was just a small exchange between me and a friend that upset me. And I even the next day called that friend and told him, you know what? Yesterday, when you said this and this and this in our conversation, I was cool in that conversation and said, but you know, it's not fine for me. I actually don't like the tone you had. I didn't appreciate the way you said it. You know, it's fine now, but I wasn't okay yesterday. It was actually, I don't think you acted correctly. And that friend instantly admitted everything and said, you know what? I didn't even feel the way I expressed myself was right. And I knew instantly that it was not right and da-da-da. And so we had talked about it. But my jaw and tension still persisted. And so I went, okay, well, I've analyzed what it is. I accepted it. I talked to somebody. I expressed my emotions. There's probably more work to do here, huh? And then, you know, again, one part of my mind went, ah, no problem whatsoever. More work. We love work. And then the other part went, what the fuck? Why do we have to do more work? You know, deep breaths, shaking it off. Okay, no problem. I'm a pro. I can handle it. I can deal with this. I will, do an inner family system therapy meditation on this. That's a good idea. And I did that. And then I was like, I'm going to do some writing on this. I did that. And, you know, the truth is, when I was really, really, really quiet, the tension really, really, really was still there. I was like, okay. Does it really have to leave immediately? Maybe I just already solved the problem, but it will need a couple of days to go. You know, maybe it just was like, oh, you solved this too quickly. I just unpacked. It'll take me a day. You know, I was trying to convince myself I have no more work to do and maybe it's just going to disappear on its own. But I know better. So I thought, probably not. Probably not. There's more inquiry. There's more work to be done here. And I was like, okay, well. And then I was busy at a couple of things in my life. You know, that my life is not just inner work. There's also outer real world things that had to happen sometimes. And so I went out and about and I had some meetings with people and I did my things. And then at night I was kind of tired and I went to bed. And as I was reading, I felt a lot of tension. And I thought, oh God, how did I survive this? How did I exist with this sensation? This sensation is crushing me. It's crumbling my very soul. And I had this every day. How could I even think straight with this? Like I had a real moment of tremendous compassion and I don't know, like just feeling the pain and the burden I carried with having this every day of my life. And also really sensing how incredible humans are, that we're able, that we are so capable of suffering, so incredibly good and capable of suffering. And I was like, wow, I barely can handle this right now. Like I can just barely handle it. And I know it was on the total scale of this experience of tense jaw, it was at a 5 of what I had experienced. And I could barely handle it. It was torture. I was like, how could I exist this way? Anyways, I was too tired and too lazy at that point.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Scott, I have to be done tomorrow because right now I can't handle this. So I went to sleep and I woke up still feeling tremendous tension in my jaw. You know, hope always dies last. So, you know, when I woke up, that was the moment that died, the magical dust fairy thinking of maybe I'll wake up and it'll just, the problem solved itself. And so I thought, all right, let's be very pragmatic. I don't know how to solve this. I don't know really what it is. I felt like I worked through this really beautifully and still persists. So I'll just make a list of everything I can think of and I'll just work through that list and then let's see what happens. So I was like, all right, I will do some gestalt therapy. I'll imagine the person on a chair and scream at them and say the most vile things I can imagine, things that are terrible and inhumane. See how that feels. I will imagine myself on the chair and tell myself how fucking clueless I am and I'm terrible and stupid and this, that, and the other. I will write it out. I will dance it out. I'm like Zorba, the Greek. When emotion was too much, he was just dancing. Maybe I just need to dance to an angry song and see what happens. I will meditate. I will do an IFS meditation. I will do a silent meditation on this. I will go on a walk in nature and go on a walk with my tense jaw. And my goal will be to feel...
You're throwing the whole kitchen sink at this.
Everything at this. Everything. I'm going to punch some pillows. I'm going to do it all. I made a whole list. I'm going to do this whole list. And then we'll see what happens. Right? And my goal is not to make the tension go away. My goal is there's more for me to learn here. I still don't fully understand what is still there. There's something there that isn't heard. I need to find a way to hear it. But when I just sit and wait, it's not coming to me. So I have to do something else. Now, having said that, I just recently was listening to a podcast that was about forgiveness, but it really became all about anger. And in that podcast, that sage wise person was basically saying, listen, you cannot really forgive other people. You can only really truly, forgiveness only truly really exists within ourselves. Like we have to forgive ourselves. Because the truth is that we think other people trigger anger in us, for instance, by doing bad things or saying bad things. But what they really do is they uncover the anger. Like it's in us already. If there's no anger in us, nobody can give it to us or trigger us with anger. It was already there. Other people can bring it to the forefront through their actions, but it has to be there. And he was saying that this all matched my thinking one-on-one on a lot of these topics, as well as especially my thinking as it developed over the past years. But then he said that where there is guilt, there can't be forgiveness. And guilt is our biggest sin, like carrying guilt. We as human beings have a tendency to carry too much past within us and with us. And so we hang on to memories of times we acted in ways that we are in judgment about. And therefore, so we both are judging ourselves very harshly. And we are not allowing ourselves to forget. And then we carry the guilt of that judgment and that memory with us. And the longer we carry it, the heavier it gets. You carry something your entire life. It's very hard to let that go. It's very hard to forgive yourself. That was a beautiful statement that he made, that forgiving others is relatively easy compared to forgiving yourself. That's very hard. It's very, very hard. And so I was thinking about guilt. Like, I thought about that concept of guilt. In this situation with this person, what is the guilt I carry with me? I carried with me before it triggered it. And I came up with some beautiful answers, and I had some insights, and it felt great. And I checked into my jaw, and it was still tense. I was like, huh, there's still more work to be done. Okay. Carrying on with this work. I, at some point, had a real breakthrough. And in that breakthrough, my anger spoke to me, right? It required this amount of work, like that whole day of work, more or less inner work, for my anger to eventually manifest into the foreground and be solid enough to talk, to tell me things. And what my anger said was, I am tired of you pretending. You have to stop pretending. And it hit me really, really hard, because what it was referring to was that when that person originally had said this thing that triggered, that made me angry, I pretended to be totally cool. Not just to that person, but also to myself. I remember checking in on myself and going, how do you feel, Stelly? I feel okay. I don't believe this person is meaning it that badly. It's probably meant this way. We're going to just zen out, connect with the universe and God and chill, and this will all fall into place and everything is good. And then I went, check in on your emotions, Stelly. And I looked into my emotions. Nope, nothing here. This is what my mind said. And so I went, I was super zen. Then, although I was angry, I had just a tiny second of anger that was rising up, and I suppressed instantaneously. Not just anger, there was another little thing. A part of me, when that friend said that thing, part of me, I would call it my young manipulator. I don't sense that very often in my life anymore, but there was this little part of me that thought, if he wants to do it this way, it's not that difficult for us to put him in a tough spot or to utilize this to our advantage if we need to. And that kind of thinking I don't experience often. It was not even a second, a tenth of a second where that came out. But both were suppressed, and the wise Zen Stelly spoke. Later, when I realized, maybe I was a little angry, and I called the friend and I talked to them about it, everything I said was true, but I was still pretending that I was wiser and more okay with it than I really was. And the gripe my anger had with me was not new. It was that I've been doing this for decades now. And it was sort of saying, it is fine to not let me take over and run the show and scream at people everything. That's totally fine. I appreciate that there's buffer between me and what you are doing. But you pretend I don't exist. You also pretend that these other parts in you are better than me. And they're not better than me. Fuck you. And you're not honest. That's what makes me so angry. You're not completely honest. You pretend that your thoughts are who you are. That you, because you think a very wise thought, you act it out. But there's a difference between when you are wise and when you act wise. Even if it's the exact same action in the exact same moment, there's a difference. And only you might know the difference. Maybe others know this, but you definitely do know. We know. And so you're acting wise, but you're not in this situation. The real truth is that you're upset. So fucking face the truth. I can't handle this anymore. Like, you have to own up to your anger. You have to own up to that in many areas in life, you're not who you want to be yet. You still have anger and jealousy and upset and fear. And you can't just acknowledge me in a microsecond and then pretend that that's all that it took. And I thought, yeah, all right. Fuck. Yeah. It's a fine line, you know. I try hard not to pretend, but I do, right? I do. And especially in situations where my anger is triggered, because I'm afraid of my anger, because I don't want to show my anger, I usually will reach for the exact opposite, the most peaceful, the most wise, the most measured self that I can reach within myself. And I will act that to myself and to the person. But the truth is that that's not who I am in that moment. It's not how I truly am. There is an aggressive side of me and an angry side of me that I don't acknowledge in that moment. Now, it's easy to hear that and freak out because you think, well, that's good. You shouldn't acknowledge the anger. Like you should suppress the angry thing. You should be really wise and really peaceful, and you should say the nice things and act them out. And I'm not saying this is not about letting your anger take over and do whatever it wants, but it's about not pretending it's not there. And it's about not instantly casting it away, not instantly throwing it into a dark jail, but actually listen to it as well and learn and then decide what to do.
Yeah.
And also
living your truth, right?
Living your truth. If this hurt you really, really, really badly, then don't pretend it didn't. Just because you logically can come up with a rationale for why you shouldn't be hurt. This is a big lesson. Just because rationally I don't believe that I should be mad at you does not mean I am not. Just because I can explain to myself that I shouldn't be mad at you doesn't mean that I'm not. No matter what my reasoning is, no matter what my, maybe even my heart, I can believe I'm absolutely wrong in being angry and I shouldn't be. That's all fair and fine. But it doesn't mean that I'm not. The emotion I have does not have to match my rationale or my logic. Usually it doesn't. And I have to acknowledge who I am in this very moment. And for me, it's especially difficult when in this very moment, I'm upset or I'm angry. That I never want to acknowledge. And that is really, really upsetting to me. There's a part of me that's really, really, really upset at that. And I had that beautiful moment and I thought, oh my God, this makes so much sense. This feels so true. It's so obvious, but then it was so unintuitive. Look at how much I had like 2-3 days of stumbling and struggling to try to figure something out. And you know what's really beautiful? Once I went through all this and I was so grateful and happy about this insight, once the dust settled and I sat there feeling so good, my jaw was still tense. And I thought, really? And then I thought, really? Yeah. Yep. Really? Okay. More work. Let's keep this dialogue going. Let's keep listening. And today, I had another session. I mean, at some point yesterday, I went, for today, it's fine. And I'll take my jaw and my anger with me into the tomorrow, and then we'll see again. Like, one step at a time. I can't rush this, apparently. So, one step at a time. And then today, I had another meditation session that I did where I thought, well, I still feel my jaw pretty. It had gotten a lot better. It did go down from a 5 to a 3, but it was still there. I thought, there's more for me to learn. I'm ready. I'm just going to take half an hour and sit here and just listen and feel. I will just feel the jaw and be open to listen to whatever my anger has to tell me. And the emotion that came up was, you never ever listen. And then I thought, that's true. I usually don't want to listen to my anger. I don't think that my anger has anything useful to say, but I'm like, but now I'm going to listen. So tell me, what do you want to tell me about that situation? And then my anger said, well, I think we haven't really thought through yet what this means about A, how we're going to act if B happens, why C happened, and what this means about this and that. And as I sat there, I thought, those are actually all really fair points. Like, it's all true. I don't know. And my anger went, and you don't want to know. And that's the problem. And then I went, oh, okay. So should I sit down and think it through? And that's what I did. I sat down and I wrote down these like 6 questions and suggestions of my anger. And then what are my answers to this? Like, what are the answers to these questions? And I worked through them. And some good stuff came out. And I didn't feel as, oh, angels are singing. And I'm like, oh my God, as in the prior day, felt more gentle. But then 20 minutes later, I close my eyes, I sit there and I go, oh, it's gone. It's at a zero. And I went, oh God, that feels nice. But also, fucking thank you. The reason I feel this, the reason I have this super strong physical sensation in my jaw when I've suppressed anger is because if I didn't, I would never have noticed and would never visit and never do this work. I've worked so hard over 35 years to suppress all my anger that if there was not a very strong way for that anger to communicate to me that it's there, I would not pay attention. And even in this case, like I've done so much anger work in the last 2 years, you know, and I feel like I'm in a much better place than I used to be. And even then, look, this took me 3-4 days to get to it. Right? It took real work and patience to get to it. The outcome is really worth it, but yeah. It's humbling because my mind thinks I should be ahead of where I really am with this. You know, I mentioned this to you. It's so funny to me. So I had a month that could only be described as blissful, right? I've been in such a blissful state. I felt so light, so peaceful, so beautiful that I had booked another retreat. And I remember looking at the workshops that we're offering in the week that I wanted to go there. And one of them was a workshop about anger. And I remember thinking, it's not a topic anymore. I don't have this problem anymore. I already worked through it. And then something whispered in my ear, and it was not my mind, and said, what harm could it do to do it anyways? You know, what's the harm? And then I thought, okay. You know, let me be wild. I'll book the anger workshop too. This was 2 weeks ago. And then as I was going through this recent anger episode, I was like, oh my God, thank God I booked that anger workshop. There's still a lot more to learn. There's so much more to learn. And I talked to a young friend of mine on the phone today, and he was describing how he's usually always very happy-deppy. His life is always perfect. He's a sunny boy, you know, and he does live a pretty outstanding fucking life. And he's telling me about this thing and that thing and everything is good. But something in his voice is not okay. There's something in his voice that's not okay, although everything he tells me is okay. And I ask him, I interrupt him at some point and I go, dude, how are you feeling like right now? Like, how are you? Everything is good, but how are you? And he said, you know, I have been a little stressed because this little, like all his stress was basically described more or less as there are these people in my life that are important to me that for a variety of reasons are causing stress and tension for me. But I have no problem with this because I know they're good people and it's because of the circumstances they're in, and I will remove myself so I will feel better again. And it was a lot of, you know, I'm hanging out a lot with my friend Ramin. He's very, you know, he's not good at communicating. And I get irritated by that sometimes. But next week I'm on vacation and then he's on vacation. So we're going to have some space away from each other. And then I feel like things will settle down. A lot of that sort of thing with family, with friends, with intimate partners. And all I could hear was, I have tremendous anger in me, and these people that are closest in my life are bringing it out, and I don't want to face it, so I'm going to see them less. I'm going to remove myself from all of them. And then that anger will quiet down in its hiding place, and I will be blissfully unaware of it and feel okay with that. But it's not, I am so completely peaceful to my core, and I go to somebody that's not peaceful, and all of a sudden they, without me noticing, they shoved unpeacefulness into my soul. God damn it. No. It's never that. It's never, ever that. So it was so funny. Literally an hour after I finally felt like my anger had subsided, this friend calls and I'm like, What an interesting call to receive after what I just went through, and how obvious in my current state it seems to me to really be. Beautiful. Dude, I am learning so much to learn, and I'm so grateful. But always, you know, it's always at the end. While I'm going through it, I know I'm going to be happy and glad at the end, but in the very moment, I'm like, ah, this is so hard. Why is this so hard? You know, I wish it was not that hard. And then when I'm done, I'm like, ah, if it wasn't that hard, it wouldn't be that good. I love that it's that hard, but it's once I go through it, you know, once I'm at the finish line, I love the marathon, the pain of the marathon, you know, but, but yeah, stop pretending. Really. I think it is for me, be more aware of when you want to be someone that you're not quite yet. When you pretend that you're at a point where you're not quite yet, doesn't mean that you're not there at all. Doesn't mean that you can think a way to get there. But the reality is in this very moment, you're not there. So stop pretending. Stop pretending. Because maybe the outside world doesn't in some immediate way notice, but you always know. This is the thing. This is also why self-forgiveness is so difficult and why carrying guilt is so burdensome, is that we know everything we've ever messed up. We know every single... Think about somebody that has broken a handful of big promises to you. Fuck that person, right? Like, I mean, in most cases, you'd be like, fuck this. This is the fifth time that you made a really big, important promise to me, something that I really rely on, and you didn't do it. Fuck you. I need to get rid of you in my life.
Yeah.
Now think about how many times you've broken a big promise to yourself. There's no other human being.
I'd rather not.
Yes, yes. That's why you have to, because you'd rather not. Yeah. If you can't, you must. There's no other human being you will ever be with or meet or know that you will break more promises than to yourself, that you will say more vile things to than to yourself, that you will be more judgmental, more hateful, more doubtful, more confusing, more irritating. There's nobody that you sin more than the sins you commit to yourself, the crimes you commit against yourself, even if it's just in thought. The problem with thought is it's unlimited, right? Like, I could physically only kill you once, but in my mind, I could murder you 100 times a day for 10 days, for 10 years, right? Think about the unlimited violence I can generate in my mind. So the person we need most to forgive is ourselves, because that's also the person that we have done the most to and the person we know the most. We can't hide anything from ourselves. That's how unrelenting we are. We are like this father figure that knows every breathing moment of our lives. It's unbearable. We know everything. And so if we're not, you have to have an insane amount of love and forgiveness for yourself to be okay with yourself. There's no other way. If you're not on some Jesus level love status to yourself, you're going to be carrying too much baggage to be light in life and good to others. You just are. So that's the work. It's self-forgiveness. Otherwise, you carry all this guilt, and all this guilt generates all this anger, because you're not just the guilty party, you're also the party that was hurt and harbors anger and resentment towards yourself. You carry that all your life with you. It's going to be very hard to be a very nice and forgiving person to everybody else. Most people that pretend to be peaceful are very, very, very angry. Most people that are very quiet, you know this very well, right? That's why they say, what do they say? Quiet in Greek, in German, they say, stille Wasser sind tief, like still waters are deep. It's not translating as nicely in English, but yeah, most people that are very quiet, most people that seem very like almost always, no, this is the way to do it. Why don't we just like each other? That's such suppressed anger. There's so much anger there. I'm excited for this fucking anger workshop. There's apparently a lot more to learn, obviously. I have a lot more work to do on this, but I'm also really grateful that I'm going through these lessons, and I go, oh shit, yeah, that is true. I need to stop pretending I'm so zen when I'm not.